swallow my pride. I would choke on the rhymes, but the lack thereof would leave me empty inside. Swallow my doubt, turn it inside out, find nothing but faith in nothing.
What is up, Pillows and Beer listeners? How is everyone doing? I'm telling you what, spring, summer is in the air. Life is good. Craig, that song makes me so happy every time that you play it. I know every single word. It brings me right back to middle school, and I love it. Eve 6, fantastic choice. What's up, buddy?
What's up, dude? I was singing on my end, so I had my mics turned down. Yeah, I mean, I can't help but jam out to that. See, for me, it reminds me of just getting my license and like driving around like Route 1, like Coastal Highway in Delaware and Maryland.
Interesting.
Just windows down, you know, summer air, ocean
air. Not a freaking care in the world. And I think it was one of the first albums that I bought, right? There's like a fly on the front cover of it.
I don't know, because yeah, I never really bought CDs. I just burnt CDs. And I was going to joke, I was driving around in my Explorer with the blanket in the back, listening to that song, Austin.
the infamous unused blanket, yeah, in the back of Craig's, like, you know, 2003 Ford Explorer.
Yeah, the sex blanket that was never used. If you've been to our show, you'll know what we're talking about, but I basically was told to always keep a blanket in my car by the older lifeguards, in case I ever hooked up with a girl on the beach. And so I just always kept a blanket in my car, and that blanket was never used. But nevertheless,
the cleanest and most pristine blanket, yes, in all of Bethany Beach.
Never saw the sand once. And yeah, it was 2006 Ford Explorer, and God, I love that car. I had all my mom's hand-me-downs. I actually drove a minivan for a little bit in high school. One of my dad's minivans.
Craig, I did too.
No way.
Yes, I did. And I don't want to sound spoiled, because I certainly wasn't, and my family does not like place any sort of importance on cars, right? So it's like, you know, like, you know, my mother will never drive like a Range Rover, you know, let's say, or like, you know, my dad will never drive like a Porsche, because they just think that those things are,
which is not for them.
They just don't place like a high value on them. Anyways, yeah. So let's see, at 17, when I turned 17, they bought me a Nissan Pathfinder with a brush guard on it. You remember those brush guards,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
I totaled it in my neighborhood. I was like a block away from my house, and I was like so excited. Sorry, what?
How did you total your car, especially with a ramming bar on the front?
Yeah. So it's like I jumped in my car and I'm fumbling around, you know, with CDs, right? Because iPods and stuff. I mean, this is probably 2004, and I hadn't buckled up yet. You know, was looking down, right? Because I was like a block away. I was shirtless, right? Just like a little hippie boy. I was like, go to my buddy's house. I used to go there every day almost in the summer and jump in the pool with my buddies. And I went around this turn and I hit a parked car, Craig. I hit a parked car going probably 15, 20 miles an hour. And I panicked so hard that I tried to kind of drive off, but I got like a half block and I was like, you know, what are you doing? Like, you know, your car is smoking, you know, but like I was in shell shock, you know, which is why I was like, ah. And so when the cops came, they even mentioned it. And I was like, I got nervous, and they kind of laughed even. They was like, yeah, you know, we've seen this before. And you know, you're like in shell shock. I was like, I'm sorry.
I get the reaching down like for the CDs and stuff, and like just being like, oh, I know these roads by, you know, the back of my hand. So I know what you mean.
Sure.
But I had my first car, my dad like surprised me with and then made me pay for it. And it was like a Corsica, I don't even remember the make of it, but anyway, or that was the make, whoever made it, but God, did I learn, like, I had to appreciate power windows, and sometimes my, or like, you know, they were hand crank windows, hand like locks. And the, I remember when the winter came, there was a leak in the car, and I would like pick up the ice from the passenger seat and throw it out. And I was like, okay, like how long is this going to last? And then, you know, after a while I got my mom's Explorer and I felt so cool. I mean, it was an older Explorer at the time, but I was just like, it was amazing for me.
Wait, so when did the minivan come into play? Because for me, once I totaled it, it was like, all right, well, and it was a white Honda Odyssey. I mean, think back, this car is probably purchased in 2000 or earlier, right? Like, it had the automatic doors and the, you know, it was like a nice van, but dude, it was a minivan. And I used to drive it to school for a full year. Like, my full junior year, I drove a minivan to school.
Yeah, I think my mom, I think they sold, I think they gave it to one of the employees at my dad's company, the older Explorer, which was like a 2000 or something. And then I got this black minivan and I drove everyone to like the parties. Like, we loved it. But it was so unsafe because you couldn't unlock, you couldn't open the doors manually. You could only do automatic. And I was like, what if like I drive into like the fucking pond or something? But then when I was leaving for college,
that's actually true, Craig. I never actually thought about that.
Yeah. And it had to be doors.
The doors were so fickle, and I'm sure that your parents were in the same as mine. It's like, you know, don't touch it. Don't touch it. I got it. Actually, that's what Uber drivers do now, right? If you're in the back of like a van, they're so adamant on opening the door for you. They're like, don't touch the handle. I got it. And if you do touch the handle and they touch it, then like it just kind of freezes on you. And that's what used to happen to this minivan.
Yeah. And you had to put it in like park. Yeah. It was a whole thing, but, humble roots with the cars. I don't even, I guess you were talking about it, but, wait, how did we even get there?
Because you said that you should jam to Eve Six.
Oh yeah.
What's
that
song called? Inside Out? No. Outs. What's it called?
What I was just playing.
Yeah.
Inside Out.
It is?
Yeah.
Okay.
Dot, 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 Inside Out. So yeah,
and
I speaking of driving, I threw up on the way to the gym again today to meet Austin. I took this pre-workout before eating like an idiot and threw up, but then,
which Craig, it's like your second or third time throwing up on this pre-workout.
And I actually am not a big person to throw up. Like, I hate throwing up, and both times, like this time I actually didn't even make it to the gym. I threw up moving a little bit, and then at that stoplight just opened my door and I was like, all right, I got to start eating before coming to the gym.
I actually didn't tell you because I pulled up as well, and you might not have seen me, but like you pulled up like directly after, and I was on the inside of the parking lot and you were on the outside. And then you got out of the car and you got back in the car and you pulled out and dipped out. And I was like, where is Craig going? What
are you because doing? This is what happened. I got into my spot. And there's never anyone in the cars. Like, I mean, everyone I just figured was in the gym. And so I like threw up a couple times, got everything out of my stomach. Well, there was nothing but water and pre-workout. And I looked up and there was a girl sitting in the car, like right next to me.
Oh, that's so embarrassing.
I was just like, I don't know what to do right now. And so, yeah, I got back in my car and drove away. Like, she, like, that changed anything. Our gym's not that big. Like, when we walked in, she was like, yeah, you know, she was probably like, yes, I'm well aware that you were throwing up, and then you ducked out and then came back 10 minutes later.
You should have been like, don't act like you're not impressed.
Yeah. But then I told Austin I wanted to get some sun today. So Paige and I took out the boat and just had like a date day on the boat, which was surprisingly pretty fun because I'm usually like, I like having a big group out there.
I didn't know that Paige was here.
Oh yeah. Did I not tell you that?
No, you did not tell me that. Is Paige here for like the month of May now?
For a lot of it. Yeah. Yes. She came back. Oh, because she wasn't supposed to come back with me from Scottsdale, but she did. So she's here.
So then does that mean that you're here for a lot of May?
Yeah. So we're here for like May and June. I mean, wow. You know, in and out, but.
Craig, I like interrupted you about your boat story, but I do want to talk about this because it's so interesting that coming up here soon. I'm going to be in Charleston for like the next foreseeable future, and I don't even know what to do with myself.
Well, we're going to start taking the boat out more and playing some golf, but it's just, I don't want this to be, I'm not a trigger or anything, but so we just had a nice day, and apparently everyone started to message Paige that I was going to propose, and they thought because I took her on a date on the boat with just us, and then, you know, we went to Raw after, and they're like, oh my God, like, are you going to tell us if you proposed today and stuff? And you're like, guys, haven't been dating that long. Wow. Like, it's okay to date now, you know, for at least a year before proposing. Like, people is just, maybe it's because we don't share a lot, you know, on social media all the time, or I don't know. I was trying to process it a little bit. I was like, why would people think that I was going to propose, you know, today on the boat just by...
Well, of course, man. People like to speculate. I mean, we know that better than anyone,
yeah.
Right? I mean, I'm you know, not even going to dive into my...
No, that's what
I mean. I don't even want to, like... I will. You know, I will, right? But it's like... but yeah, it's like, you know, people, you know, say things and I'm like, oh, that's news to me.
Jumping to conclusions, like with anything, like they can read a headline on, you know, about current news or anything, like just give, like, let stuff melt, like just give yourself a chance to get more facts. Like watch the next story.
So, you know, who was texting you guys? Like, you know, close friends of hers or?
No. This is just messages online. Not friends. Well, friends know we go out on the boat all the time, but I guess we've just never posted it. So everyone thought it was like a new thing, but it was fun, man. We went and anchored in the spot that I always take you guys to and just had a little picnic and, ate sandwiches from the gas station. Yeah, I got sun in Scottsdale, with chicks in the office, and then sun today. And then I'm going to take my parents out, on Saturday if you're bored and get some more sun. I'm trying to get tan.
I am going to the Bahamas tomorrow, Craig.
Oh yeah, that's really
exciting.
I told
you this, right. I'm going to Baker's Bay, which is what we always talk about as being the happiest place on earth.
That's the dream, the ultimate dream.
And I mean the ultimate dream, right? Like, you know, riffraff like us aren't like allowed on there on just any sort of day.
No, like when we took you over, but like we weren't guests. Like we got to go hang at Baker's Bay and, like, you know, intermingle and have fun and enjoy it. But, you know, at the end of the day, we were going back to Marsh Harbor at the end of the night.
Right. And when we went to that Casamigos bar, right, that was on the golf course.
Yeah, the
and,
trios.
Like, the ocean is right there. I was like, this is paradise. So to go as a guest tomorrow is going to be fantastic. They are picking up... another couple of friends of ours here in Charleston, and they were like, okay, well, we'll send the plane for you guys. We were like, okay.
Yeah. It's a Discovery property in Abacos, in the Bahamas, where I used to spend a lot of time. And so Austin, you'll definitely have to catch us up on that, next week.
Certainly. Kind of what you just said, that you're going to be here for basically May and June. I mean, I have the next three weekends and they're long weekends, all like, you know, booked up. And then after that, so middle of May, I don't really have anything on the books other than my birthday, which we'll talk about because I have ideas. I want to do something fun for it. It's the middle of June. Craig, when is my birthday?
June. I'm always off by day 15th, but it's probably June 16th because I'm always off by a day.
Then you trust your instincts and ding, ding, ding. June 16th. So we'll talk about that. But we've just been in and out so much that my house feels like a storage unit rather than like my house.
Yeah, I get that. I just had a pod delivered today, actually, and a dumpster so that I have room to like go through stuff in my driveway. Like it's just a constant shuffle of things and trying to get them put away in the right place.
Yeah, even though that I redid my closet, and I know that you did as well, like, I don't have room. I don't have room for all the clothes that I seem to accrue. I have so many hoodies, Craig, and I don't know where they come from, but that's another story for another day.
Yeah, I actually have to. I had to buy new bathing suits, though, because my hips are a little Bigger this year, but that's a story for another day too. All right, we're going to take a quick commercial break, and we'll be right back after a word from our sponsors.
All right, everyone, I want to talk to you about something called Splendid Spoon. So Craig and I always talk on this podcast how we're always out of town. It's tough to keep food in the fridge. And then just with all the time that it takes to, you know, make and meal prep and shop and then cook, it's so nice that a company like Splendid Spoon just sends you pre-made meals that make it so, so easy to eat a delicious meal. So Splendid Spoon sends delicious plant-based meal and snacks right to your door. It's ready-to-eat food designed to fit into your busy schedule instead of taking time out of it.
As Austin just said, look, and we've been talking about it on the podcast, we're both getting back into being healthy, and you can't, like, you can't outwork out healthy eating. You just can't. Nothing can replace eating good and clean and healthy food. And that's where Splendid Spoon came in to save me. Because every morning, I don't like making a big breakfast, but I have these, basically these shots, like juice shots, hot shots that I take every morning. And it just sets me on the right path every day. I also have smoothies sent to me. So I have a pre-made smoothie in my freezer that I just throw in my blender, turn it up, and it's awesome. And the hot shots are my favorite thing. So try Splendid Spoon today and take meal planning off your plate. Just go to splendidspoon.com/pillowsandbeer for $50 off your first box when you subscribe to the Breakfast, Lunch, and Reset plan or the Breakfast, Lunch, Dinner, and Reset plan. That's splendidspoon.com/pillowsandbeer for $50 off. All right, welcome back to this episode of Pillows and Beer. I'm here with my best bud, Austin Kroll. We're got Nick Norris in the house, in his house.
Nick
not in,
Norris yeah, in the house.
We're here. What I'm up? Here in the Hall Wine studio.
All right, Nick, that's enough out of you.
God, that song will always remind me of Senior Week, but we'll save that for...
What's that guy's name? Corey Smith. Yeah, Corey Smith.
If I could do
Good
it again.
Grief. That is senior year / freshman year of college.
Yep. I remember finding Charleston to that song my senior week of high school, which is a crazy thing to even talk about. Put that on the list, Nick. We'll talk about that sometimes. But right now, I want to talk about this new Marilyn Monroe biopic, Austin. Can you even tell me? Look, you know, biopic's one of those words that we know what it means. But if you were asked to define it, could you?
Okay, see, this is good. First off, interesting that you want to go right into the Marilyn Monroe biopic. At first, I thought you said, like, when you said Marilyn, I thought of Manson. I have no idea why. Maybe it's because this Diet Smoke gummy is fantastic. But I have to talk about a bunch of biopics. Okay. I know that you just learned what all these words mean, right, because of your book. You were like, what does it mean to write a biography and what does it mean to write a biopic and what does it mean to write a...
What's a biopic?
I guess that a biopic is a... Okay, I'm just going to take a stab at this. Is a movie about someone else's life.
Is it a biography moving picture? What is this, Nick?
No, because I think a documentary would be more that.
Okay.
Would be it.
No.
So it's the story
it's
version.
Scripted.
Yeah.
It's
well,
scripted.
No, he, but what he just said, I think.
So it's a scripted biography.
I think a biography, like moving, would be a documentary, but a biopic's more of like a dramatized version of it.
So it's a scripted movie about something.
Yeah,
a scripted
movie about someone's life.
Picture.
A scripted movie about someone's life. Okay. Well, there are awesome, like a bunch of awesome biopics that are also coming out, but let's...
The only reason I wanted to talk about this
start
one
with this one. I'm very interested in why you want to talk about Marilyn Monroe's biopic.
Because Ana de Armas is so hot.
Sure.
She's okay. So hot, and it's going to be... The reason it's in the news right now is because it's going to be NC-17, and, you know, people are freaking out. And it's like, well, then don't watch the fucking movie, but...
Wait, what are they freaking out about? Like, nothing about Marilyn Monroe's life or lifestyle was like, you know, PG.
Oh, okay. PG, I didn't know where you were going with that. I was about to be like, yes, it all was, Austin.
Yeah. It's very, like, you know, salacious.
It was naughty.
There's no shaming here. I mean, you know, what a legend.
Well, and that's why, like, just let it make the movie.
Why don't they just call it R?
Right, let's not.
Why don't they just call it R?
Well, because they're just going to show, like, I don't think, you know, I guess there's going to be some boobs or some nudity or something. But honestly, like, why do we have to numb down, like, and doll down everything? Like, that people can't handle it. Like, that's what really happened. Like, let it just show. I don't know. It just pisses me off. If you can't handle it, don't watch it.
So then, is Pam and Tommy considered a biopic?
Yes.
It is.
Yeah. But.
Okay. And the reason why I even thought of that is because when you talked about boobs, the, like, fake breasts that they put on Lily, what's her name? Lily James for Pam were spectacular.
What,
they were.
They used prosthetics?
Yes.
Yeah. And they used for, what is it, Sebastian? And what's his name?
Oh, really, bro? You mean Sebastian doesn't have a 14-inch dong?
Well, I just find it funny that they had guys like puppeting it. Like,
did they show
like
it?
Yeah.
Oh, they showed his.
Yeah, well, it was like you said.
What's the weird word for penis?
Member.
No, phallus? No.
You know, I mean, member's a pretty good one.
Or what is a prosthetic penis called? God, Craig, I can't think of that. There's a weird word for a prosthetic penis.
Okay.
A dildo?
Yeah, but there's a whatever.
Nick.
Someone listening knows. Okay. Well, here's the thing. Pam didn't say yes to that video, so I wonder if Marilyn Monroe's people said yes to this, because my buddies over at ABG actually own Marilyn Monroe's estate, at least the photography part of it. So I wonder someone's got to be getting paid for it. Like, you can't just make a movie about someone and not pay them.
It's not true, because I think that Pam and Tommy refused to have any part in the movie. So then therefore they didn't get paid. And
which I think is wild, that you can make a movie about someone's life and just be like, what? It's not about them. Like, in court, you'd be like, what? It's not about them. It's just our take on, like, someone's
I just want to know and see if, like, they're going to touch on this, like, secret, you know, underground tunnel that Marilyn would take to go see JFK. Like, I want to know if this will be covered.
Everything.
Well, he's in the movie, like, so.
Who is? What?
Not obviously, like, JFK, they have someone playing him and everything, so.
Right.
Well, yeah.
And they say that he's going to be very sexual with him. So.
Well, yes. I wonder what his family thinks if the Kennedys are like, what the fuck? Why is it, like, let us go. Like, leave us alone.
And then there's an Elvis documentary coming, a biopic, excuse me. And then there's, and then I just saw the other day that Daniel Radcliffe, Harry Potter himself, is going to play, Weird Al Yankovic in a new biopic. I'm like, biopics are the thing, man. They're the thing. So then Nick, because Craig hasn't seen it and I'm imploring Craig to watch it. Winning Time, Nick, have you watched Winning Time yet?
The LA show, Lakers. Well, that's another thing. Like, a lot of the former players are pissed about that.
Oh, I'm
like Craig
sure,
was talking about.
I'm sure they are, dude.
What do you mean?
They are.
Someone's story getting told without them telling it? We don't know.
Well, it's like, that. Yeah, like,
and then, dude, Jerry West is. Okay. I was like, Jerry Buss is dead. But yeah, Jerry, but like, dude, so they're telling your story. And then they have to dramatize it even more for Hollywood. Like that's, yeah.
I wonder, it's a catch 22. Cause if you're asked to participate in it, and this is what I tell you, Austin, all the time, you know, if you say no, you kind of lose control of the narrative and someone else is going to tell your story for you. And I wonder if these people are like, no, I'm not going to go comment on my dad's life. And then they find out that someone else did it for them.
Yeah, that someone else did it for him. And, you know, these days it can just be like, a close family source told us that, you know, and then you're like, oh, really?
You've told us on here that show's great. So I really need to watch it. Do you guys watch the scary ones? Okay, obviously. And also, any girl that I say, this is such a lame disclaimer. I'm not even going to do it. I was just going to say, like, yeah, I'm not going to do that.
I'm not going to do it. I was just going to say, yeah, I'm not going to do it. Did you take a diet smoke too?
That's my reward for after doing this. Okay. I was going to say, no, it's stupid.
Nick, keep this in, please. Yes. Just like the inner dilemma that Craig is having.
Well, because
now.
This is how stupid it is. I was going to be like, just so you know, any girl that I say is hot on here, it's because you know, I talked to Paige and she thinks she's hot too. And I was like, shut up, Craig. No one cares if you, like, you don't have
okay,
to
but
pay
you something. Just said it, Craig. That is so lame. I can't even.
I'm making fun of myself because people are like, or Paige would be like, Craig, I do not give a fuck if you think on a day Armas is hot.
Paige, I feel like I talk to Paige all the time and she's very open with talking about who she finds like attractive and this and that.
Yeah.
And I'm sure that she doesn't like, you know, text you and be like, hey babe, just so you know, today I think that, you know, so-and-so is hot. And it, like, no, that would never happen.
What's the rapper's name? The swagger guy?
The rapper?
Yeah. The white rapper.
Don't they all have swagger?
Well,
Jack Harlow.
Yeah. She's not like texting me being like, by the way, I said he's hot again. Anyway, everyone can, that's just what was going through my head. I'm an idiot. It's stupid. Let's talk about serial.
My hand on my forehead.
Let's talk about serial killers instead. Look, I would love to be able to watch Netflix's John Wayne Gacy docuseries, but I'm terrified of scary shit. And that's not just made up scary shit. That is real legit scary shit that happened in real life, and I'm terrified of fucking clowns.
I don't watch like murder doc series.
You know who Gacy was?
I know that's become all the rage. Like people are obsessed with these like crime documentary series. I just haven't really watched them and gotten into them. But I do know exactly who John Wayne Gacy is. Yes.
Yeah, he was the guy that dressed as a clown, right? He was a serial killer.
Well, that was one of his things. He would just... I'm glad we watched it after we got back from Chicago because that's where he's from.
Who watched it?
I did.
Oh. Why?
Are you back from Chicago yet, Nick?
Yeah. How do you get back to the real
dude,
world?
Dude, okay, like...
Because that stuff fascinates me. Like, the Ted Bundy stuff, like, it's just... And I get it. And the big controversy is you shouldn't watch it because it just glorifies like what they did. But
no,
I just
fuck
find
that. That's not why you don't watch it. You don't watch it so you're not scared. Like, I know your biggest fear is being killed by a serial killer. But like, if I watched this stuff every night,
whose biggest fear?
Nick's.
Me.
Nick, your biggest fear is being
how terrifying
killed by
would
a
that
serial
be?
Killer.
You need to buy a
how,
gun.
How do you imagine it? And where do you get the most terrified? Right. So it's like.
In
after like certain movies came out, you know, people were like, I don't want to go in the shower, right?
Well, like Mindhunter was terrifying to me. Like, did you watch that on Netflix?
No.
So good.
It was actually, so I saw two episodes during the day in New York and it was fascinating.
See, and I know this, that a lot of listeners probably listened to it or watched it because a lot of my buddies' wives are like obsessed with it. And I've heard from a lot like, you know, and then when they start to watch it, my buddies will call me and be like, all right, what are you doing? They're like, you know, about to watch 3 or 4 hours of this damn thing. Like, let's go get a beer.
That's amazing. I love that for you and your friends. And I like kind of want to be invited. Look, the most scared I ever got after watching something, I couldn't close my eyes like to wash my hair for a little while. And I was like, this is stupid. I don't want to watch this anymore. Like,
yeah,
that's when I get
scared.
Shower
is definitely. Oh, or just like. I don't know about you, man, but when I wake up in the middle of the night, right? Say it's like 2, 3, you know, whatever, like dead ass night, and like I'll look and see like a hoodie on my chair, and I'm like, who is that? Right? It's almost just like a, and then I'm like, oh my god, what are you doing, Austin? Like, there's not a spider in your bed, and that's a hoodie. Stop it.
My
like,
rule
that
is,
would
I don't
be absolutely terrifying.
I don't look out windows when I wake up in the middle of the night because that's how I like. I avoid all windows, but I know what you mean. Yeah. Like the hoodie, you're like, who put that there? And why is there a man in my room?
Yeah. And why is there a man there? Now make no mistake. Okay. I'm not sure first off, if I'd be able to defend myself if somebody broke in the middle of the night, because something happened recently. Well, nothing happened recently. I basically acted like a girl in freaking high school that used to call you and be like, there's someone in my house. And you're like, no, there's not.
Well, it's happened to you before.
I froze, Craig. I was in bed and I was like, I have a bat right here. I have a bat. I put it here on purpose. And I froze, man, like a little bitch. I froze and I was like, oh my God, if someone were to come up those stairs, open the door, you're just going to be lying here in bed thinking that your comforter is protecting you.
I mean, I get what you're saying, though, because it's happened to me before. So, like, I have weapons here, but one time I was scared in a house prior to this, and I had weapons there, too, and I was for sure that someone was walking up the stairs, and you're right. Like, you lay there, and you hope it stops, right? Like, I get that. Like, the last thing you, like, you really don't want to jump out of bed and be the aggressor, because no, then you're like, no, oh fuck, if I acknowledge this is real, that makes it real. But if I just lay here and act like it's not a thing, maybe they'll just go away. But like, so you're not alone in that. Like, I get what you're saying, you know?
Yes. And I'm sure that many people feel that. And what happened, like if I were to yell out, who's there? Right. Like, and someone was like, you know, and then I heard like, you know, running or something, or then someone just like was like, all right, well, like, you know, the jig is up, and then they burst through my door. Like, what am I doing? I mean, I feel like I'd be capable once my adrenaline kicked.
Well, that's the thing.
In the beginning, it's tough.
And was anyone there with you? Because if there was someone there to protect.
No. Hell no.
If there was someone there to protect, I think it'd be a little different. But when it's just you, like, even if you just like, I wish I had the sound effect on my board. Just be like, shh, shh. Like, if you just had a shotgun, it was like, shh, you still don't even want to get up to cock your shotgun in that moment that you're talking about, because you're like, fuck, I don't want to give away that I'm here, but I'm clearly here.
Right. Like, I do not want to give away that I'm here. But then again, they don't know that you're there if they're actually kicking up the stairs.
Yeah, like, come at any other time that I'm not in my bed, and I'm going to be proactive as fuck. But like, when you're in the comfort of your own bed, you're like, please just go away. Please go away.
I mean, and then to add kind of insult to injury, Nick, I mean, yes, if a man, like if I woke up and a man dressed as a clown was just kind of sitting there smiling, I would give the most like blood curdling, like Marv from fucking Home Alone scream, like a little child. Oh my God. What would you do? What would you do, Craig? You wake up, someone is in your room looking at you, you know,
we're all gonna have fucking nightmares
strikes
about this now. Look, did you not hear the scary music?
No. I mean, Paige is there though, so you're good, right?
No, this
you
is
can, like, you know, wake up and be like, babe,
she could be like, shh, I'm gonna go kick him down the stairs for us. No, this is what I did though. I actually, for some reason, this got in my head. And so I called and had a big security system installed like 2 weeks ago. I actually did. And
inside your house in all the rooms?
No, I had all the doors and all the windows.
Oh, yeah.
With sensors. And, you know, it's if someone like breaks in, hopefully that alarm makes them run away before they have time to come upstairs, you know?
No, I mean, definitely. But once again, if that alarm went off, I would shit. I would Amber Heard my bed.
That's kind of good.
I would drop an Amber Heard. Oh my God.
We got that. So, okay. The whole purpose of this though, was that I don't watch this stuff because this is our brains without watching this shit, let alone if I even had the picture of Gacy in my head, I would freak out. I do think it'd be interesting. I probably could watch it on a plane, like on a long flight, but that's about it.
I can watch it with another person, but I'm not just going to like jump off this podcast and pop on, you know, the John William Gacy tapes, which kind of leads me to believe, because as I've been talking about, like my new favorite service is HBO Max. And then I go to Disney Plus because they are releasing just like Obi-Wan Kenobi trailer just dropped because it's May 4th. Okay, so all this just leads me back to Netflix losing subscribers. Is that what you call them, Craig?
Yeah, memberships, yes. Subscribers.
Okay. Are you like a big Netflix guy, and do you?
I am. I also bought the dip, like invested in it. You know, when it went down.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
Do you feel comfortable with telling us how much you invested in Netflix at the dip?
It was $2,000.
Just like a number. Okay.
Just right. Because I'm trying to think of who was just on. They were doing the draft on CNBC, a stock draft, and it was an it was Ryan Reynolds. Ryan Reynolds said he was drafting Netflix, and he's like, look, clearly I have like three big movies about to come out. Anyway, I just did it. But here's the thing. I am in a fortunate situation where I don't... look, actually, this is how I acted even when I didn't have money for dinner. I ate like $9 to me a month for Netflix, and I'm just being honest. When things cost less than like $20, $50, I just don't consider it an expense. And I justify it by procrastinating it. And so like for me, I'm with HBO Max, Netflix, like I have them all because to me, they're just a necessary expense. I don't know if that makes sense. You have things that you're just like, no matter how much it costs, I'm still going to do it. Because like the people that stop subscribing to Netflix, I understand it.
Yeah. But- yeah. And I don't want to put this out in the atmosphere, but I will. I would pay, you know, $30 a month, you know, for Netflix. It's just that imperative. There are so many great shows that come on. It is a wonderful tool to just go to. So I'm pretty sure that membership is $14.99 and maybe it dropped. Right, because...
Well, I don't know why they just can't figure out... They need to hire a team of coders and figure out how to prevent the sharing of accounts. And people are going to be like, shut up, Craig, but that's the answer here. I mean...
I know, but we have a family one, right? And it's like me, my dad, which is basically my dad and mom, and my sister. So there's three of us that use it. But I think that the family plan is more expensive.
It
right?
is, yeah. but like... Yeah. Yeah,
I but think worth that, it. But yeah, worth it. It if all of you watch it. So then, if it's the family one, then sure. And no one has that password.
Here's what I think. I think happened. I think apps like Truebill, which I love and like has helped all of us.
I literally was on it last night for the first time in like 6 months. It's so weird that you. Just
I
said
think
that.
They're attack. I think Truebill and apps like that are hindering these subscription services too, because it brings to light what you pay every month and what that adds up to for a year. And like I just said, I can justify these small little expenses and be like, what does $9 a month, what does $14 a month have anything to do? But then,
it adds up.
Yeah, it breaks it down.
You have a whole bunch of things.
It's like $45 a month. And you're like, dude, I could save like, you know, a couple $100. So, yeah, you know,
which is nice. So hold on, to like go back to kind of what you said about like not really caring, right? If it's under like, you know, $20. So with beer, let me just tell you this: with beer, when you sell it in a grocery store, it basically ranges from like $9.99, right, which is really really cheap, a six pack of course, up to like $13.99. And you would think that these menial numbers don't matter, right? It's like, okay, Austin, do you want to sell your six packs for $11.99 or $10.99 or $12.99? And I'm like, well, let's go for $12.99. And then, you know, the whole room was like, well, you know, the thing about that is when you... I'm like, seriously? Like, would that deter you, Craig, from walking down the aisle and you see... you know, two beers that you really like, and one is $12.99 and one is $11.99. Would you really be like, you know what? I'm going for the value steal here. I'm going for the 99-cent steal, and I'm going to take this $11.99 six pack.
Like, if I didn't have
any, it makes no sense to me.
If I didn't have any brand loyalty, so like if I had never tasted your product and liked it, then I would go for the cheaper one. You know, in stages of my life. But if I liked yours, no. But like people tell me this, look, we had Loverboy on the boat today, right? You know, like whatever. It's all in the family. We love it. But I have people come in to the store and tell me that Loverboy is really expensive. So I do know that price points with alcohol, you know, people matter. But yeah, I mean, I get what you're saying. I was just surprised to see, I didn't realize that people were picking, you know, either or, you know, like you said, HBO Max, which Paige is downstairs watching the new show, Not So Pretty, which apparently we're all going to fucking die from.
What's it called?
Not So Pretty. It's about the cosmetic industry and how America has 11 chemicals banned. European, like the European Union has 11,000 chemicals banned. Like some, I was down there for 5 minutes and basically was like, I'm going to throw away everything in my bathroom.
Yeah, but like, we don't really wear makeup.
No, but it was like talc powder and shit. But actually, we're in makeup. I'll be in makeup tomorrow.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Yeah.
But, so people, I didn't realize people were saying, like, I'm either going to have Netflix or Amazon Prime or Netflix or HBO Max.
I just recently, because, oh boy, I'm about to out myself, because I just recently acquired a password for HBO Go or Max, and God, that makes me sound like a mooch, but it's like, hey, if you and I can have an account together, you know, like, thanks for letting me use your password. And it's like $15 a month, which is not the end of the world. And if it came down to it, I certainly would.
You're just better at, you're more fickle than me and my brother. Like, I wish I was better with it. Not, I don't know the positive word. Like, you're just financially more responsible when you're like, yeah, if I could save money, even though that, it's.
I guess that the easy word for that is cheap, but I'm not cheap. Right.
Right.
Like, no, you'll spend money. Honestly, actually, matters. Would you call me cheap?
No, I wouldn't. I think you do okay. Cheap things sometimes, which pisses me off. Like when we were in the airport the other day and you got an Uber X for our 20-minute ride. And I was like, why? And I didn't even ask you because I just assumed that you would get us like a black car. And then this like just.
I got us an XL. I got us an XL.
Yeah, but not the.
There was a difference of like $80 and $30. And I was like, I'm taking this $30. I didn't know that a rinkety dink ass
like minivan like, that's the windows didn't work. Like I was, I gave you one look and you just like kind of laughed and like I was like, oh, I'm just gonna let it go.
I mean, we got out of that car though, and you would have like you acted like I made you sit, you know, in like the very last row, like of the airplane.
But it was smart because it was only like 15-20 minute ride, and at the end of the day, it was fine, and it saved us $50.
Right.
So that's because what I mean. Like
when we landed, I don't know if it was DC or New York. I just got us like a black, right? Because I was like, look, this is like a 45-minute ride in. Like I want to sit in comfort. And it was like $180, Craig, you know? And it's like sometimes, you know, sometimes
well, no,
there are things to be
I'm
smart
saying,
about. And
I'm
then like at dinner,
right.
I'm like, bring it on, you know, bring it on for dinner. Let's do, you know, let's do like, you know, lobster tails. And then let's get that bottle of Camus.
Well, yeah, because the $50 that we saved from, you know, sucking it up and smelling cigarette smoke for 20 minutes actually can then buy us like all those lobster tails and wine. So like you do it correctly. I'm just saying,
yes.
Yeah, I could do it better because anyway. So yeah, Netflix, look, they're basically introducing that they're going to add, commercials like advertisements to their platform. And
oh, come on.
Yes, I think they're going to do like Hulu does though.
That it's a different tiered
like,
subscription.
Like you pay for-
so like if you pay like $5, you're paying for the full service,
sure.
But with commercials. But then Hulu, if you pay $15, it's commercial free.
Sure. I actually have, I use a friend's Hulu and yes. Yep. And she,
hilarious.
Austin's about to be kicked off every platform tonight.
And she, has set up the guest account to say, peasants. So
oh, that's funny.
So when I have to sign in and like go to my page, I have to click on the peasants tab.
I understand the advertisements and like, you know, making money and increasing shareholder value, but I do think it steps a little bit out. I think Netflix has to be careful because it steps outside of their kind of core business model, which was like, if you subscribe to us, you never have to deal with commercials again.
That's exactly what it is. And I forget what I just paid for that for, but it's a life changer. I mean, it's so, so worth it, right? It's like if you're going to pay for the streaming service and like, dude, just opt in for that extra $3.99 a month or $4.99 to just get rid of it. Because, you know, unless you're one of those people that like to watch a show and pretend that there are commercials, so you can
sometimes
like,
there's
refill
a
your drink or
nice
something.
Nice to get like a popcorn break in there, but
sure. Well, that's what the pause button's for. So I just think it makes all the sense in the world. Oh no, man. Okay, am I mooching off of Disney Plus? Now I'm thinking in my head. I'm like, I'm on a family plan for Netflix.
Yeah, you're basically driving. You're single-handedly driving all of these stock prices down.
Someone's got for Hulu. Someone's got for HBO Max.
All right, let's take a quick commercial break. We'll be right back as we add up how much more I spend a month, stupidly apparently, on subscription service in Austin.
What's up, everyone, and welcome back to this episode of Pillows and Beer. I'm joined, as always, with Craig Conover. We got Nick Norris back there. Bum, bum, bum. Craig, can I tell you why it's fun for me now to podcast?
Yeah, tell us all why you're now enjoying it.
Diet smoke.
It's okay. I wanted to talk about myself too. I was like, that might be the best transition I've ever had, introducing that last commercial break. But yes, tell us why you now enjoy being on Pillows and Beer with all of us.
No, sorry, sorry. No, it was a great transition because, I was just going to say, because it signifies that we have some time that like we can take away from all the craziness. It normally means that we're back home. We're not the best when we're on the road. And it means that we're back home and that you and I can just like basically pop on the phone, but we're just doing it via, you know, microphones, and we can pop on the phone and just like chat for an hour, you know? I don't know.
Yeah, it's great. No, it's what, that's the whole point of this is we're catching up here.
I know.
Well, no, but what you actually do have a good point because that you don't know you're making. We spend so much time together when we are on the road. And look, we a lot of times compare our schedules to like Paige and Hannah and how good they are with it. But here's the thing. They're not in person as much as you and I are. And so if we maybe like weren't together so often, we would have more to talk about on the podcast, if that makes sense. Take all of that with a grain of salt. But you and I, when we're traveling, are always together. So it's, you know.
Yeah. And so.
I get what you're saying, though. It's nice being home and like calling each other.
I have thoroughly enjoyed every aspect of this podcast. But that just made me smile when the song was on a commercial break. And I was like, nice. What are we going to talk about next?
I'll give you the pick. We can either go history or technology.
Oh, they both intrigue me. I kind of want to lead towards history.
Okay. I feel that too. And I will say that, Austin and I are both trying to get our summer bods back or any, you know, just be healthier. Austin, I do well with my core meals throughout the day, but I'm telling you, my snacking at night is crushes me. And especially like I love Diet Smoke and but like I just ran downstairs and took a handful of white cheddar popcorn from P, and I was like, God, I love popcorn so much. So like I'm doing better eating veggies and stuff, but how's your snacking with sticking to our diet?
Okay, I have no idea how history went to snacking.
Well, no, I'm just cracked a Bud Light, and then we'll get into history. But like,
yeah,
nighttime is when I really fuck myself is at night.
Sure, it's super tough. Like last night, I opened up like a bag. I forgot that a chocolatier. Yes, they're called chocolatiers in Napa. Had given me a bunch of chocolate. It was like artisanal chocolate. It's beautiful. And I opened up my bag and it was right there. And I was like, oh boy, I could just crush this right now. And you'll be glad to know that I didn't. But I will wake up sometimes at like 2 a.m. and I'm like, let me just get a handful of this. And let me get a handful of that. And it's like, I need cabinets that just like lock on.
Lock on timers. I'm on, yes. I keep almonds, like lightly salted almonds in my room just in case, but I had to stop.
I am a cashew guy. I have lightly salted cashews forget that meme that says like, you know, when I grew up, I didn't realize how much that cheese cost. Nuts cost, the cost of nuts is nuts.
The cost of nuts is nuts. Okay, here's another thing that people find nuts. Scientists have recently found tombs with coffins both in Egypt and France that are sketchy, to say the least. Nick, you want to find out or do you want to fill us in why they're sketchy before we continue this?
Are you
well,
okay?
Well, Well, like the one in France, it was like chained up and everything. Like clearly they were like, we don't want this. Same with.
So they were like, maybe a bad spirit was in that coffin.
Whether, you know, they thought the guy was a vampire or something. You know, we've all seen the freaking Mummy, I hope, whichever version of it. I mean,
Brendan Fraser classic.
Exactly. It's like they found one sidestep like that.
And so like the question is, should we be opening these and examining them? Let's sidestep, obviously, any religious opinions here and just be like, we'll take it right to the movies. If there was like a treasure map in the coffin, I would open
it. I am opening it.
Yeah, I would open it.
And it has to beg the question, just straight up, do you believe in things like that? Like, do you believe in that? And history buffs are like, oh, that's, you know, hogwash and no. So of course they're not going to open it. You know, now if you ask like, you know, someone in our
ones that
in our age range and this, you know, people that listen to us probably are like, fuck that. Let history lie. We don't need to like, you know, open up some seven. What is it, Nick or Craig? Seven like deadly
sins,
viruses, like, you know, locusts that, you know, descend upon us. We don't want to. We don't want to mess with that.
No, I get it. I would say that
I just fumbled through that so hard. But you know what I mean?
I would say that the chance of finding like a fucking gold treasure somewhere would outweigh the risk of being cursed by a mummy. So I would say that I would open it if there was the potential to find treasure inside.
Of course.
I'm not just going to open it for fun, though. I would just use like CAT scan.
So this was a question of just their recently.
Well, Nick has spent so much time at museums in Chicago and shit recently, which honestly, I loved Egyptian history growing up. My dad and I was in this like special class and we went on field trips everywhere and we would go study all of these fucking like Egyptian shit. So when I was in the Louvre in France, I basically loved going to see, you know, all the tombs and stuff. I mean, it's creepy as fuck, but
if you could live in any time period anywhere, where would you live? So like, and I'm like nobility obviously would like play a factor in this, but maybe I'll just let you go without setting any parameters because now I'm thinking and I'm like being like a pharaoh would be dope. As shit, you know, but being like a king anywhere would be dope as shit. But I don't know if I'd want to be like a king during the like bubonic plague. Like that does not sound fun.
Yeah. It also, unless you were royalty, life would fucking suck. I was just talking about this the other day. Like there were no like creature comforts at all. Like if you watched, 19 fucking, what was the Yellowstone prequel? If you watch,
1883.
Yeah, they had to he had to lug hot water up from the lobby of the hotel
to fill his wife's bath,
which was definitely cold within. You know, like I love hot water. you know,
okay, but
like plumbing.
You don't just have to be like a king, right? So, like, imagine living back in like, you know, the Roman times with like Caesar and at like the height of Rome or like the height of Greece, like. Like you got invites to these parties and were these parties just like, you know, orgies or like decadent or like what was going on?
I mean, the seven deadly sins had to come from somewhere, like the gluttony. I mean, some just had to be wild. Yeah, it depends on what time you're looking at for the orgies. Because the orgies, if you ever took philosophy or freshman year of college,
in Roman times,
they
right?
were pretty
Greco or Roman.
Yeah, there were some young boys involved in those things. That I think that if I could go back,
very hot take from Nick.
I loved the Native American. Like lifestyle. So I would go back to like Incas, Aztecs, stuff like that.
So you would live in a teepee?
So
No. Incas.
Yeah. So I'm saying like, I was always fascinated by the Native American lifestyle. Yes. Like teepees, bareback, like riding horses, hunting buffalo, and like using, like I loved the nature part of that. And so maybe
I love how Craig just changed his verbiage as soon as he heard it almost come out of his mouth.
But riding bareback.
Yeah, you were like barebacking, riding horses.
Well, I just loved, yeah, I love kind of like the earth part of that and get it. And so like, what's that crazy fucking movie where
Dances with Wolves?
No, well, obviously I grew up watching that, but the one where he is trying to save his family from being sacrified on the pyramids and like Machu Picchu.
Oh, well, yeah,
that movie's that, so stupid. Apocalypse.
Yeah.
I hate that movie. It's so historically wrong. It makes
Can somebody mute Nick's microphone? Because I think that is once again a hot take. Just like people not caring about, you know, little boys in the Roman times. Nick, enough out of you.
What, did you love that movie? But that's what I was
thinking. I saw it in the theaters. And I'm going to tell you what, Craig, my heart, because I didn't know what to expect. I don't even know if I looked at what it was about prior. Like, I didn't know that they didn't speak English, right? All these things. It was heart pounding from start to finish. And like, it was accurate enough in the sense that they would sacrifice people to the gods at the top, right? Now, just like everything that happened leading up to that was pretty intense.
Well, yeah, I mean, and you know what? I don't fault. All right, here's kind of, you got to let me explain this. I think there was obviously cruelty back. That's one of those words that it's hard for me to say, cruelty. There was some cruelty that happened back then, but some of like the sacrifices and the shit they did, I mean, imagine trying to explain what the fuck some of the shit that they saw and like weather and stuff was before like technology and the learning that we have now. You know what I mean?
100%. Like, if there was like a thunderstorm, you're like, oh my God, the gods are angry at
us. Yeah, like what did we do? How do we explain this? Obviously, things went south when they started to do human sacrifices because basically someone got mad and chopped someone's head off. And that day they probably had a good rain and they're like, oh, I guess we got to feed the gods. And you're just like, oh, fuck. The crazy emperor's like son is batshit crazy.
Right. I mean, dude, it's just like the witch trials, Craig. I mean, 100%. It's like, oh, my God, she can swim, that means that she's a witch.
One of the bad ones was like gender reveals. It was like, we don't talk about gender before the baby's born because our great, 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 great Aunt Lucy correctly picked that her sister was going to have a daughter. And so they killed her at the stake for being a witch. And it's like, yeah, oh my God, people are crazy.
Oh my God. I was like, where are you going with that?
All right, Nick, when would you live then?
I'd probably say Roman times if I had it, or probably Greece, maybe one of those two, like at like the height of their power, like either Athens. Athens would be cool.
The problem is that obviously I'm just thinking about this in terms of like, I just like want to lie around in like a robe and like
eat grapes.
Yeah.
Well, that would be sick. I mean, if Atlantis was a thing, that would be cool too. If I was going to pick the evil side, all right, if everyone had to pick a bad guy, who would they be in the past? Because I would be a Viking.
Yeah, no. I have a full on answer to this because I've said this many a time when I'm, you know, drinking with friends, but I would have been a kick ass pirate.
Well, yeah, I'm with Austin.
I would have been a kick ass pirate.
Well, Vikings were pirates, kind of.
I know that there are plenty of things out. Yeah, I mean, it's basically the same thing, just in a different part of the world, you know? But like, I'm sailing around in the Caribbean and I'm drinking a whole bunch of rum. And
how comfortable are you though? But you get, if you want to be the captain, I guess you're comfortable.
No, I don't need to be the captain.
Just pillaging and getting treasure. Yeah. I mean, it would be just getting drunk and writing false treasure maps and being like, people are going to chase these for hundreds of years and I don't got shit.
I mean, you know, these guys are obviously like, you know, dirty, filthy animals that don't shower and, but like when they finally touch down onto port, imagine just grabbing your buds that you've been on the ship with for ages and just going and getting sloshed in a tavern in like, you know.
I mean, if we're living like Pirates of the Caribbean, like that's, you know.
Well, I understand. Like,
that's what I want to do.
You know, you're constantly on the run and like you're going to get hung and stuff. But like, I don't know. I think I would have been a good pirate. Yeah, I would have been a good pirate.
All right, let's do one question.
Oh, I'm cracking myself up, man.
Listeners, and let me see.
We don't have any.
Yeah, the dating one. We're going to do some dating advice.
Again? Hey, question. What is the Orbeez challenge.
Oh, the Orbeez. That's that thing where they're running around. They're like freezing, like, you know, those pellets, like those Orbee pellets, and they're shooting them out of fucking like guns at people. What like they're just, it's like the new like TikTok challenge is what? You.
Wait,
you
look let's it do up, a it's segment. Like, Nick teaches Craig and Austin. What the fuck is an Orbeez, Nick?
It's like literally like a little gel thing that people are freezing. They're shooting them at people like paintballs, and like they're like actually like hurting people and like breaking windows and stuff. And like cops are like, "Don't do this. You're gonna get arrested." It's like the new TikTok.
The shit that I bought off Instagram, like the little gel blasters that I bought off Instagram.
Yeah, those things. Yes.
Why do people suck so bad? I would never even. I never thought about freezing my paintballs as a kid either, and people would show up with frozen paintballs.
Yeah, well, that's what they're doing, but they're just—they're literally like doing like drive-bys.
Yeah, Austin, it's the things that I forgot to bring to fucking Winterhouse this year. I bought it off Instagram. They're little gel pellets, and you shoot them, and they were designed and sold that they don't hurt people. It's basically like shooting a droplet of water at someone, and it disintegrates. But what Nick's saying is that now people are running around. Nick, that's a BB gun. That's a frozen Orbee is a BB.
I'm not defending this. But like you're saying, never in a million years would I consider, you know, doing this, blah, blah. But come on, when you were younger, did you not like throw eggs at cars and like roll houses and stuff?
Well, those are two very different things. Egg takes off paint, toilet paper roll, you can clean up. So those are two. Yeah. If you're a kid that fucking threw eggs at cars, you're a bad kid. If you toilet papered someone's house, you're
a normal kid. So we did the fake rope trick as a kid.
A what?
The fake rope trick where like both like you and a buddy hang on out on the other side of the road and you pretend to pull a rope when the car drives by.
That's terribly dangerous.
That's really funny. That's wow.
I used to throw paintballs and shit out my car window, but they were like road signs and stuff.
Yeah. When I lived in DC, we used to go up on the hill at my buddy's place. And
going to the hill in DC can mean other things, Austin. Oh, I'm like, what, did you go speak at Congress?
we went up, me and the neighborhood kids would go up my neighbor's hill. And when like the UPS truck would come around, we would just pelt it with snowballs. It was like our favorite thing in the world.
That's
and, like,
fun.
We would hide behind bushes and stuff, you know, as if he didn't know, like, all right, I'm coming down this damn street again. Like, and they'd be like, fire. And when, you know, I was like six and I just thought it was so cool.
Yeah. I mean, that's funny. That's not bad. We did political signs. So we would or real estate, anything that was any signs in the yards, we would go collect, which wasn't good, I guess. And then we'd go put them in someone's yard, like hundreds of them.
It's like somebody's job to come around at the end of every single night, because isn't there like a law about timing, right? It's like you have to pull them down by like 5 and like they can't go up before 8 or something.
Oh, I've never
so
heard
people
that.
Will people
like
will
yard signs at,
yes, people will collect them. Well maybe in public,
I guess it's
spaces
different
in public them. Spaces so like along roads, like you have to collect it at a certain time and then go back around and put them back out, you know, the next day. I'm like, goodness, to what wasted manpower, unless I'm just completely wrong about that.
It's probably tracked somewhere. All right. What are you watching this week, Austin? And then we'll wrap it up. Anything new?
Yeah. I'm kind of like toying between a couple different things, but the last episodes of Ozark just came out. So part 2 of season 4, and it's super tense and super awesome. I'm into it. And now that I'm talking about it, I'm probably going to get off of here and go watch an episode. And then there's The Kingdom, which is Uhtred, and I love it. It is such a good show, and I realize that I'm like a season or two back, so that's provided me with some entertainment.
That's good. Mine's
and
easy.
That's both on Netflix, so they're not losing me as a subscriber, that's for sure.
Mine's actually on Netflix too. It's called Animal. It's exactly what it sounds like. They had their first season in 21. And they basically follow like different types of animals for an entire hour. And if you need something to fall asleep to, it's amazing. I watched dolphins last night.
Is it narrated by David Attenborough?
Yes. Well, nice. No. This one is not. This one's narrated by Anthony Mackie, Bryan Cranston, Rebel Wilson, Rashida Jones, Pedro Pascal. Anyway, it's a little different than the typical one. And yeah,
Pedro Pascal is not whatever. He is in a lot
No,
of
I said Pedro, like an idiot. No, the Animal Planet dinosaur one, Planet Earth dinosaur, doesn't come out until... Everyone should watch the fucking trailer to this. Planet Earth prehistoric. I think it comes out May 20th or May 22nd. And it's basically they... Have you watched the trailer to this? They animated dinosaurs into Planet Earth, and it's really fucking cool.
Yeah, that's on Apple, right?
Yeah, Apple TV.
Yeah.
Like I said, Paige is watching Not So Pretty Downstairs. Basically, it'll tell you to take away all cosmetic products from your family because people are getting mesothelioma and shit from stuff. I am watching 90 Day Diaries. Shocker. So, Nick, what are you watching to take us home?
I just started that Under the Banner of Heaven.
Oh, my gosh. About the Mormons?
Yeah, it's another murder. It's like True Detective Light. Yeah, it's pretty good.
I read the book. And
Andrew Garfield. Like,
you read the book?
I mean, years ago. And it kind of terrified me. Like, it just
pretty creepy.
It just delved into, like, Mormons and, you know. Like,
yeah, what do they call themselves? LDS?
I wanted to watch it, but I didn't know how scary it was.
Yeah, it's pretty wild. But once it might be something fun to watch with Paige if you're not into it by yourself.
I don't know. I get scared about shit. all right, guys, if you want to get in touch with the show or me and Austin or Nick or Jerry, show us some love at theboys@pillowsandbeer.com. May the fourth be with you. And on this fourth, no, sorry. Follow us at Pillows and Beer on Instagram. We got Kroll the Warrior King, Trop Hop, Pillows and Beer. I already said that, obviously. C.A. Conover, Sewing Down South. I don't know. Buy my book. Do something. Bye, Pillow Talk. Shoot us some questions. We want to do a special episode next week with all of your questions. So shoot us some questions. Include your phone number if you want us to call you on air. Till next week, happy Mother's Day, everyone. We love you.